Welcome to Beta Finch, your AI-powered earnings breakdown. I'm Alex, and joining me, as always, is Jordan. Today, we're diving into ExxonMobil's first quarter 2026 earnings call. And wow, what a quarter to unpack. This podcast is AI-generated content for educational and entertainment purposes only. Nothing we discuss should be considered investment advice. Always do your own research and consult a qualified financial advisor before making any investment decisions.
Thanks, Alex. And right off the bat, we need to address the elephant in the room. This earnings call was dominated by the ongoing Middle East conflict and its impact on global energy markets. CEO Darren Woods opened with some pretty sobering commentary about the situation.
Absolutely. Woods was very direct about the human cost first, mentioning their colleagues and partners living under daily threats in the region. But from a business perspective, Jordan, the disruption has actually highlighted Exxon's competitive advantages in a major way.
Exactly. What struck me was how Woods framed this as essentially a stress test for all the changes they've made over the past decade. And by most measures, they seem to have passed with flying colors, despite what he called unprecedented disruption in the world supply of oil and natural gas. They maintained deliveries globally and even ramped up refining production by 200,000 barrels per day from February to March.
That's like adding a mid-sized refinery overnight, and the financial results reflect this operational excellence. Even excluding timing effects and identified items, their first quarter earnings per share were up versus 2025. CFO Kathy Michaels highlighted that their energy products segment made $2.8 billion in the quarter. That's up $2 billion from last year.
The refining story is particularly compelling. Remember when Exxon announced that Beaumont refinery expansion back in 2023? There were lots of questions about whether refining investments made sense. Well, Woods announced that expansion has already fully recovered its initial investment, ahead of expectations.
And they're not just benefiting from higher margins, they're creating structural advantages. Their Gulf Coast refineries ran at record utilization rates, and they've got this global supply chain organization that rapidly executed alternate routings from the U.S. Gulf Coast to Asia. It's that scale and integration advantage Woods keeps talking about.
Speaking of scale advantages, let's talk about their growth engines. In Guyana, they hit record production levels again and have three new projects under construction. The Oahu project expects first oil late this year. But what I found interesting was their $100 million commitment over 10 years for STEM education in Guyana. That's the kind of long-term relationship building that creates sustainable competitive advantages.
And in the Permian, they're still on track for 1.8 million oil equivalent barrels this year, with that longer-term target of 2.5 million. What's interesting is Woods' confidence that they're not seeing any plateau in opportunities there, unlike some competitors who've predicted resource constraints.
The LNG story is fascinating, too. Golden Pass achieved first LNG in March. That's about a 5% increase in U.S. LNG exports. And by the time all three trains are online, they'll increase current U.S. exports by roughly 15%. But here's what's really notable. With the Middle East disruptions, that long LNG market everyone was predicting has essentially disappeared overnight.
Right, and they've got Papua New Guinea and Mozambique LNG projects expecting final investment decisions later this year. Woods was pretty confident about their positioning in what's now a much tighter LNG market.
Let's dive into some of the Q&A highlights because there were some really telling exchanges. When asked about crude export bans, which has been a political talking point, Woods was very clear about the economics. He pointed out that countries export when they don't have domestic demand, and shutting in exports means shutting in production, which would hurt the associated gas that feeds us manufacturing.
That was a masterclass in energy economics right there. And his comments about Venezuela were intriguing, suggesting their heavy oil technology from Canada positions them uniquely for Venezuelan opportunities when the investment context is right.
The technology theme ran throughout the call. They achieved the first deep water fully autonomous well section in Guyana, and they're rolling out what Woods called the largest enterprise-wide process and data platform transformation ever undertaken in the industry. This isn't just operational efficiency, It's about creating lasting competitive advantages.
Looking at the damaged Qatar facilities, that's about 3% of their global production. Woods was realistic about the 3 to 5 year repair timeline, but confident in their partnership with Qatar Energy and their ability to execute the repairs as efficiently as possible.
What really comes through in this call is how all their strategic investments are paying off simultaneously. The scale, the integration, the technology, the diversified portfolio, it's all working together in this challenging environment.
So, what does this mean for investors? Woods was pretty clear that this disruption has reminded the world of the critical role of reliable, affordable energy, and Exxon seems uniquely positioned to capitalize on that reality.
The key takeaway for me is that this wasn't just about benefiting from higher commodity prices, though that certainly helped. This was about operational excellence, strategic positioning, and execution during a crisis. Those advantages should persist even when markets normalize.
The guidance remains consistent. They're sticking to their disciplined capital approach while continuing to grow in advantaged resources. With Permian growth, Guyana ramping up, LNG expansion, and now potentially Venezuela opportunities, the growth pipeline looks robust.
Everything discussed is AI-generated analysis for educational purposes. Past performance doesn't guarantee future results. Please do your own due diligence.
That's a wrap on this special edition of Beta Finch. Exxon's first quarter 2026 results show how preparation meets opportunity. Their decade-long transformation is paying dividends precisely when it matters most. We'll be back next time with more AI-powered earnings insights. Until then, keep those portfolios diversified and those research skills sharp.
Thanks for listening, everyone.
That's all for today's earnings analysis. If you found this helpful, consider supporting Beta Finch on Patreon. Your support helps us upgrade our voices, cover more companies, and keep this show running. Visit patreon.com/betafinch to learn more. Thanks for listening.